cares about this garbage?
Tracy Morgan was on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about a time he got swept up in a not-so-good business.
In the 80s, either you was using it or you was selling it. Either way, you got swept up in it. But I had to stop because it started tearing at my soul.
Did it really?
Yeah, man, because I was a crack dealer with a heart of gold. I couldn't do that, so I just got tired of counting $2.300.
I love Tracy Morgan.
I think he's probably one of the most beloved men in the U.S.
True.
Chris Brown must turn over his cell phone number to a woman suing him over an alleged sex assault at his home in February 2017. A judge said the alleged victim, identified as Jane Doe, obviously anonymous, deserves access to the number to investigate her claims that a man and a woman sexually assaulted her while Brown and others witnessed it. Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Elaine Liu ruled Brown's cell phone number is relevant to this case's subject matter because it is reasonably assists Doe's search for witnesses to evaluate her case and prepare for her trial. Specifically, Doe can use Brown's cell phone number to subpoena Brown's phone records. With those phone records, Doe could attempt to track down the alleged witnesses, for example, by hiring a private investigator. Yeah, so Brown has denied any wrongdoing in the case and fought the release of his cell phone number. Kristen Chenoweth, the Broadway star from Wicked, she was also in Glee, and she was also in the Disney movie Descendants with Cameron Boyce, went on The Talk yesterday and shared a very touching story.
I did the Descendants movie, and all those kids are like my kids. Cameron Boyce was one of my babies. You know, that kid never ran out of energy, and I said, you're like Justin Timberlake. You're like a hummingbird. You never stop. This is a true story. You're like, you never stop. You know how they just never stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm in Vegas. I'm looking at the morning that I found out.
Yeah.
I'm laying there, and what do you think flew by me?
A hummingbird.
And
oh,
I went,
that just
gave
me chill.
I know. I thought, okay, Cam, wow. I got you.
Aww.
Literal chills and goosebumps from that. Wendy Williams revealed on her show yesterday that she has lymphedema. So the TV host explained, I'm unsteady on my feet. I've got the vertigo and lymphedema, by the way. I've been diagnosed. She added that it's not going to kill her, but she does have a machine that she uses it for 45 minutes a day. So lymphedema is the swelling of the arms, legs, or other areas that occurs as a result of too much lymph fluid.
Oh.
Right, which also, you know how Cardi B has been saying that, like, she'll swell up insanely after flights and stuff like that? That's all happened after, like, all of the plastic surgery she's had.
Right.
I wonder if maybe that's it. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor or, like, a physician or a nurse or have ever taken any health class in my life, but
those are some of the signs.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Okay.
Coming up in the next garbage an hour from now, this actor welcomes a new baby, and also this star hit the jackpot at the casino.